Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We are living in technological times, Tommy.
Oh, times are changing too fast, Ben.
Say that five times fast. Technological times, Tommy. And one school district in our area, the biggest, in fact, has decided to step its technology up in order to keep kids from using technology.
All right.
Because when this was first teased, people wondered what the school could have up their sleeve. They made it sound very futuristic. Mm-hmm. And now we know that a trip in the school for kids in the Greece school district will feel now more like a trip to the airport.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
In early April,
what happened?
The Greece Central School District made an announcement. They said before the end of the year, they'd be installing new technology designed to detect both weapons and cell phones as students entered the building.
Good.
Now, cell phones, by the way, banned for the last 2 years in the Greece Central School District. Do not forget that a statewide ban is supposed to be coming starting next year.
Yeah.
Cell phones in schools. And people, Tommy, were very curious.
Yeah.
What crazy technology could just find stuff on kids while they were walking through the door? Well, today we know.
What is it?
Did you see this?
No, but I kind of thought this kind of existed already.
Yesterday, the district revealed they are putting body scanners similar to those in airports in the front of the school.
So what you walk through before you go to your plane.
You got it.
Yeah.
Here's how it works.
Yeah.
Kids will put their items in a bag that will be scanned before themselves walking through the body scanner.
So it's the same system as the airport.
Though. Similar, I guess.
Yeah. Or I'm thinking like if you go to like a sporting event.
Sporting events still use metal detectors.
Oh, that's not.
Oh,
so
they
this
wand
is a full
you?
Scan. This yes. isn't just a metal detector.
It's called a body scan. Right. So it says the scanners can, and I quote, detect unauthorized items and let employees know where in the bag or on the body the item is located. The district says the students will never be touched during the process. However, employees may use a wand if the body scanner sends out an alert.
Yeah, they pull you aside and they wand you.
You got it. The district says students should expect some delay as folks get used to the system. There are two schools in the district that are going to put the new system in May. Other schools will be getting them next year. Also, if you have over 4 ounces of shampoo, that will be confiscated.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. Not great. Body scanners on the way into school.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I always thought they had metal detectors and all that stuff.
Metal detector?
Yes.
Body scanner.
I mean, this is about the same thing. I mean,
not necessarily.
Well, I mean, they're both just scanning you to find if you've got stuff on you. What's the difference?
No, metal detector looks for metal. Body scan is taking like an image of your body. Look at where there is an image of your body.
All right, but it's a digital image.
You don't know what it is.
So you're saying, is it a concern that you'll see their bodies? Because you don't.
Well, no, you do,
see
actually.
An image
I mean,
of their
no,
body.
I mean, in the airport, look, we don't know what this technology is. In the airport, they see an image of your body.
Right, but it's like scanner. It's not like you're seeing a nude picture of somebody, right?
Oh, I know. Hey, if you're fine with
it. I mean,
you're fine.
So that's their issue? Like you
no,
could actually,
no, look, I am not sure.
What?
What the specific issue
yeah,
is, I don't know. I don't know what the specific issue is. The overall issue is, for people that are not cool with this, it is a privacy issue in school.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Yeah. That this is over the top and that you don't need body scanners for kids walking through school.
How is it over the top of every week we have another incident where some kid goes into somebody goes into a school and lights one up?
I would think parents would feel a little bit more comfortable with something like this.
Well, it takes something off the plate.
People are always like, people say schools have to do something, and the school's doing something.
All right, so the phone
might not be what you have pictured, but it is an effort to try to prevent those things.
What else can you do?
All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you are someone concerned about weapons in school, you're right. This will probably put your mind at ease a little bit. But there is a question I do think needs to be asked here.
What's that?
Is this system here because of weapons, or is the system here because of self?
Is it more the technology part of it?
Because, look, the weapons thing have been a thing since Columbine, right? That has been a thing for over 20 years now.
Yeah, I remember ever since then. I mean, there have always been talk of putting some type of system like this in place when entering schools.
Okay, but with the cell phone ban now right around the corner, it's interesting.
That it shows up now.
Now, here's the thing. Maybe the tech just became affordable enough for something like a school district to afford it. That's possible. Mm. Maybe they finally have the budget increased. Something got moved around where they can afford something like this. But if this has been around and it was available and you could have got it and now it's showing up just for the cell phones, that seems a little bit problematic.
Because you should have installed it for the weapons.
Well, if you're doing it for the weapons, why
didn't
you?
Can it also find drugs on a kid? Can you see that?
I don't know. They said they're looking for cell phones and weapons.
But they'll see everything, obviously, right?
Well, I mean, okay, so, but you just said there was no problem. Nothing, what's the problem?
I don't have a problem with it at all.
But let's say there are other items that the school deems that the kids can't have, and they find it through the scanner. That's not problematic for you?
No.
Not at all.
Well, if you're not allowed to have it, I mean, and I can see it in the scanner, what's the big deal?
Okay.
Just homeschool your kid.
Doobagaba, homeschool your kid. Doobagaba, homeschool your kid. Doobagaba, homeschool your kid.
I do wonder. I think that there's another issue here, and it's not as big of an issue, but I don't know how they're going to tackle it. It is going to take a lot longer for kids to get into the school.
Yes, they are.
Well, I don't know how much longer that would be.
Usually kids are just, filtering in through each door, and I'm assuming if you have a system like this, it's going to take much more time to go through every kid's stuff.
So if any parent that's listening that had a kid, or if you yourself went through a city school district, they've had these metal detectors there for like 25, 30 years now. It takes a while.
Yeah.
And that's just with the metal detector.
You should always get there 2 hours before your flight.
I mean, look, with stuff like this, I guess you ask, do the ends justify the means?
I mean, I got to figure this is the future, right? I'm thinking at some point they're going to have that facial recognition stuff in every one of these schools where they'll have a digital image of your kid.
Well, I mean, they already have a solid image of your kid. Mm-hmm. That's what a yearbook photo is.
Yeah, but you got to like look at each picture and that's it.
not him. You know the kids at the school.
No, I figure eventually they'll have the technology. They'll look at your kid. They'll scan your kid. And they'll know everything that's going on with your kid as soon as they'll probably know his body temperature. No, they will. They'll know if that kid's sick. They got it in China.
Oh my
man.
God! You always do the China thing.
They got the China. China got these buildings. You walk in, they know if you're sick or not, and they won't let you in the building.
They got the temperature.
Make that up.
No, they do have that, but they got the temperature measuring, but they got no cheese.
No,
it's weird.
And by the way, they know if you're holding cheese, bro.
But when they want cheese, they don't have cheese.
They don't. They're trying to keep the cheese out of the country.
Oh, I was unaware the cheese was illegal. I thought they just didn't have the technology.
They don't want to pay the tariff on the cheese.
The cheese tariff. I didn't think about that.
We're whacking them $1.25 on a cheese.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Greece Central School District announces yesterday they will be installing body scanners at their schools. Two of the schools will be getting them by the end of the year, before the end of the year. Mm. Next year, they will be school-wide. And again, the district says that the kids will walk through the scanner.
Yeah.
It's going to be able to find cell phones.
So somebody's sitting there monitoring this thing, just like at the airport.
It's what it sounds like. Yeah. They will also put their bag through. Mm-hmm. That will be able to look and check what's in the bag, and that's that.
So you said you got two kids in the system.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your kids going to school? Because I would think it would be a relief. It's just at least something else to just take your mind off.
Okay, so let me put it this way. Three things.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to this to the point where I'm going to be like, show up at a meeting or say my kids aren't going to school. Like, I get it. You're right. When it comes to weapons, fine. I also question, in these incidents, how many weapons come through in the beginning of the day versus how many people show up with a weapon, and now you can't do anything about it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Like, we've seen several incidents where people show up with something very powerful, and that detector did nothing. So, that aside. I also am concerned, and we've talked about this with, like, police officers in schools. A school is supposed to be a place where a kid feels comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? And the less comfortable the kid feels, I do worry about how that affects them on a daily basis.
But your daughters grew up in a world where they always had to worry about this. So does that, are they already
normal.
Uncomfortable? Is this something that would not really add much to that fear?
Look, I mean, it's a good question. And I don't know if fear is the right word, right? I don't know. Like, you talk about, you had a, I'm blanking now. There was a meeting you had with a higher up military guy.
Yes.
And he said something to you that stuck with you to this day because you were a bad kid and you felt like a bad kid.
Oh, yeah. So we were doing this thing in this big muckety-muck from the military. He looked at us. He goes, "You're not bad boys. You were just told you're bad boys."
Okay.
Like, you got, you, like, they put an image on you and you felt like you had to, like, live up to it.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean?
So, like, to answer your question, Kimmy, I mean, you're right. My kids have grown up in a world where when they went to the airport, they have to go through this stuff. When they go to a sporting event, they have to go through this stuff. But it doesn't happen when you go to Wegmans. Never happened when you went to school. My daughter's not walking to the hockey rink through body scanners.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. And look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm overthinking it. But I do wonder, like, when you insert this kind of stuff in their everyday lives, what that does.
But at some point, it becomes their norm again.
Yeah. Is that a good thing?
I don't know if it makes everybody safer.
Does it?
Well, the only thing you could tell, get used to it, because this is the direction we're going.
I mean, you just said it yourself, right? They're used to doing it for all these other things.
Well, but I'm saying
it wasn't implemented, you know, halfway through their lifetime. It's just always been a thing.
The point I'm making is, even with it seeming everywhere, it's still a rare thing. My kids don't go to sporting events on a monthly basis. My kids don't fly.
Right, but they've seen it, and they know, like, certain places, like, there's going to be
I mean, I just assume that, I mean, I'm old as F, and none of this existed, but when I go someplace now and it's there, it just seems normal to me.
No, look, I'm with you. I'm
now,
with
my
you.
Wife freaks out because, like, if I see, like, if we've been to some places where, like, the officers have, like, legitimate, like, machine guns on them.
Yeah.
And she freaks out, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty cool with that guy.
No, I mean, I'm with her there, and I get it.
I tip him. I go, hey, man.
I wouldn't get near him.
No, I always throw him a couple of bucks. I go, hey,
don't
see thing,
I wouldn't
man.
Touch them.
No, like,
cover my ass.
I've talked about
they appreciate it.
I've talked about this before, you know, like going to a Bills game.
Yeah.
When you cross Abbott Road to go into the stadium, there are guys in fatigues that have.
It's like military vehicles on the road.
And they have, like, giant rifles in their hands. And it is a jarring for me. It's jarring. Like, I'm having a good time. That's a guy with a rifle. And I'm not saying I'm afraid of that guy, but it's
like the reason
that exists.
Here. Yeah.
That is a thing that exists right now.
That exists. So just take your mind off. He's got you covered, baby. That's why you throw him a couple.
And by the way, no, now I realize how I'm sounding as we're having this discussion. I am not here to suggest, please stay. Nah. I more worry about what it does to the kids, right? How, to your point, it affects getting in and out of school every day, if it's even effective in the first place, and why we're just seeing it now. And if the school says, you know, now we can finally afford it, okay, that makes perfect sense. If the school says, well, now that there's the cell phone ban, that bothers me a little bit. Mm.
But like
it took that.
Yeah.
But with everything that happens in the news, people are going to want this.
Just because it makes you feel more safe doesn't make you more safe.
Right, but they're going to want it because the perception is going to be I'm safer now.
That's what I just said, perception.
Right, but that's what they're going to want.
Okay.
Yeah, you may be right. They may not catch it all, and it may not even deter anything, but at least in my mind, my kid's safe.
Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF. We're talking about these body scanners that the Greece Central School District says they will be installing. Two schools will get them by the end of the year. Next year, every school's going to get them. Folks have been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Chris. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. My button's not working. Chris, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yo.
So as an employee of the illustrious school district aforementioned in the news, we're definitely doing the scanning, but it's more along the lines of cell phones and for vapes because it's like the 1970s if you walk past the bathroom.
I didn't even think about vapes.
Oh, God, it's a contact high. You know, they just walk out and pass it to each other. So it's really for the vapes.
Okay, but why didn't they bring that up in the story, Chris?
Oh, because our kids don't have addiction issues.
Okay.
No, of course they can't.
Okay, but I would think, like,
because that means
it's the other
someone kid. Illegally gave it to them. So, you know, we can't. We have to deny. They're all valedictorians, too.
Okay, now you seem a little jaded. Chris, are you familiar with the technology or no?
I'm familiar with the old technology, which didn't really work at all. It pretty much was just two plastic posts that you walk through that some guy went beep, 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 beep with his lips when he thought he wanted to find something. Okay. So,
how long have you been superintendent?
Chris, I'm going to let you go, buddy, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Bobby Bitter calling in, folks.
God, not helping. Not helping the situation. By the way, we don't even know if that's true, what he said. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've never called in. I listen to you every day, but I could not call in today.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, so, I'm excited.
I know. So I've worked in the education system for 20 years, okay?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Leanne.
Oh, my God. We lost her. Tell me we just lost her.
That was such a tease.
Oh, my God, Leanne.
Wait, she hung up on herself?
No, she walked
out. Wait, Leanne, hold on. Back up.
We lost you for
like 30 seconds. The last thing we heard was, I've worked in school for 20 years. Go ahead from there. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm so sorry. So it is about the vapes. It is about the vapes and whatever else they think kids shouldn't have. Taking the cell phones away from the kids is absolutely ridiculous. If you're a classroom teacher and you have no classroom management and the kids don't listen to you, go back to school or go get another job.
All right, now I
feel
like
the high ropes.
Now it's become a circular firing squad, which shouldn't be happening because we have the bodies.
Yeah. I know. I'm telling you guys right now, if you have a good relationship with the kids, they will put the phones away, they'll be interested in what you're teaching, and they'll listen and they'll learn.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I see it every day. But I also want to point something out. We've got like the metal detectors or whatever in my school district. Mm-hmm. But for our special needs kids, it's terrifying. So districts really have to think about what they're doing and why. Because if they're just, you know, wanting to take the vapes away from the kids, like figure it out and do it a different way.
All right. But Leanne, I'll ask this. As much as I'm not like super sold on this whole idea, what's the different way when it comes to the vapes? What's your idea? What's the different way? So easy to criticize, so hard to create, Leanne.
I know. I do think that that's the real reason, and your other caller said we don't want to admit that that's a problem. It's a huge problem in our school.
Okay.
It's not, and it should be about the cell phone, so.
Okay. All right, well, Leanne, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
You too.
Leanne, okay with the vape ban, not okay with the cell phone thing. But I think you can't have it one way or the other. It's kind of got to be both. Right?
What do you mean by that?
Well, she seems like she's okay with this technology if it gets rid of the vapes, but she's not okay with it for other things.
Well, I guess the argument would be the vape is like hurting their health.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's a good thing, but I.
Well, no, she said.
I don't think you can have it one way or both ways, like the way she wants it.
No, I get what you're saying, and that was the thing, right? Like at the end,
I'm not
like,
explaining this right.
No,
but
I get what you're saying,
like,
but she says all these things that she's passionate about, and at the end you go, okay, well, what's the other solution? And you don't have an answer. So that's a problem, right?
Right.
Like if you don't have an answer, okay, fine. As much as I'm looking at this going, I don't have
like
a better answer.
Like, I guess you can't have the scanner for like one thing and ignore the other things.
Well, I mean, you could say that's allowed, this ain't.
But they're saying those other things aren't allowed.
Right.
So, again, in the story it said cell phones and weapons were why this was going to happen. And we've talked at length a couple of times about the cell phone ban and whether or not it's a good idea and how kids are finding ways around it. Justin has already found a way around these body scanners.
Oh, how you doing?
With a cell phone. Justin writes us on Facebook. He says, easy way to get phones past the scanners. Do the kids have to go through the scanners outside of school hours? If they're there for sports or an activity, get a second phone through, hide it in your locker.
Have a burner in the locker?
I guess it's possible.
There's your tip of the day, kids.
Well, for Justin, I guess. I mean, it's funny. The school ban isn't even statewide yet, the cell phone ban.
Yeah.
And there are Justin's already doing Shawshank Redemption tactics over here.
Oh, but I mean, to his point, there will be kids are going to do everything they can to find a loophole in the system.
Look, yeah,
I mean,
they're crafty.
Yes, kids are super resourceful. Yeah. They're going to find a way around it. And again, look, I mean, it's not a reason not to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting when all of this is enacted, what the kids' reaction they're going to be, what the parents' reaction is going to be, if the teachers see a legitimate difference in what they're trying to stop, whether it be weapons or cell phones or
contraband,
vapes. Kids out here vaping. And again, I mean, if you don't have an idea, if this is enough of a problem where you want it out, but you don't have a better idea on how to keep it out, I don't know what to say.
You got to do something, like you said, because people are going to raise holy hell as soon as something happens.
Yeah. Got to do something.
No vaping.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
You need to be a little different to be successful.
Yes.
Some of the most successful business people in American history, Tommy, a tad eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
Wegmans, very successful business.
Yeah.
And you could argue what Danny Wegman has done since his father's passing is the reason it's the juggernaut it's become today. And some of that success, it turns out, comes with some strange ideas.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So over the weekend, CBS Sunday Morning did a piece on Wegmans. 5 minute, big long
piece. Yeah, yeah.
The history of the store, their rapid expansion the last couple of years, and what makes this grocery store so unique and what leads it to have so many diehard fans. So you found an interesting little tidbit this morning, Tommy.
I did.
About how much they sell in groceries.
So they're the highest volume grocery store per store in the country.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Like every one of their stores does like massive amounts of business.
Look, I mean, you see the lines outside of the doors when they open up new ones. There's a video of a man that had a Wegmans tattoo.
Yeah, he's got the logo on his forearm, which would be weird.
That is
for
some
a man.
Love for a grocery store.
Oh, well, you're not Wegmans number one fan anymore?
I just wouldn't put it right on my forearm.
Butt hurt a little bit?
No, because, you know.
Maybe that's what he was into. We got it. So, CBS sat down with Danny, CEO Colleen Wegman, and President Nicole Wegman for an interview.
Mm.
And we found out some really interesting stuff. For example, did you know last year, Wegmans had about 10,000 jobs to fill in their stores nationwide?
Yeah.
They got 350,000 applicants. And Kimmy, that is not surprising if you were ever a teenager back in the day trying to get a job at Wegmans.
Impossible.
Got to know someone.
It'd be like a Wegmans Nepo baby.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the only reason I got a job is because my mom worked at the pharmacy. It's like the mafia, man.
A little bit.
Blood in, blood out. We found out the Wegmans family has no plans to expand nationwide because they say they go to every store at least once a year and build a relationship with the managers.
All right.
They say that expanding nationwide would keep them from being able to do that. But the most interesting part of this interview.
What's that?
Well, talks about their new next door restaurant in Manhattan.
I hear it's a smash.
It is. It is. Now, Tommy, for those who don't listen to the show on a regular basis, you are a Wegmans super fan.
Yes.
You go every day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that ever says a bad word about Wegmans, you immediately jump on them.
I don't want to hear it.
How dare you?
Yes.
So in this interview, talking about their new next door restaurant, Danny Wegman told CBS that most of the fish they serve there flown in from Japan twice a week.
Yeah. I guess there's like a famous Tokyo fish market they go to.
That's where they go. And the interviewer, a little bit confused, asked why there was a difference between Japanese tuna and American tuna.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you a quote from Danny Wegman. Okay, you ready? Quote. They actually pet the fish, and they put the fish to sleep, and then they say to the fish, it's been a good life.
So it's almost like a sacrifice more than butchering.
They kill it kindly.
Right.
When then asked if you can taste the difference between a fish that has been lovingly killed, Danny Wegman replied, yes.
Absolutely you can. You absolutely can. You can taste the difference.
Mm.
I was petting your mama's tuna last night. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Uh-huh. See, you're already on the attack.
And that was an American tuna.
Uh-huh.
A West Side American tuna.
So you agree with Danny here.
You pet the fish.
You agree with Danny.
You kind to the fish.
That a lovingly killed tuna tastes different than a tuna that is raised and killed.
If Danny says it, you know it's true. This guy,
that's a cult. You're in a cult. You're in a cult right now. If, quote, if Danny says it, you know it's true.
It is.
Dear Danny.
Fearless leader, Danny.
He is,
Wegman.
Though, because, like, look, he does his research. He travels all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Like I told you, like, the coffee that they make at their shop.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Wow. No, I'm not talking about coffee. I want to go back to the tuna.
But he got the recipe from a guy in Italy.
Yeah.
And he brought that guy over.
And you know what he does? He sings to the coffee beans every night. When the moon hits your eye. He's singing English for some reason.
But you have to pet your barista.
Okay, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I want your opinion here.
Yeah. I think it's going to appeal more to people, the humane way of killing something than it is the actual taste of it.
I get that.
It takes the stress out of the beast.
That's not what I'm asking, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If any other restaurateur in America said into a camera that the kinder that you kill the fish, the better it tastes, do you think Tommy would kill that person?
I don't know, because he's weird about seafood. So I don't know. I feel like he could go a lot of different ways on this. He's very particular about his seafood.
I can see the look on his stupid face right
now. He's like a fish connoisseur.
No, it's because it's his idol / imaginary best friend. Oh, yeah, Danny said, quote, if Danny says it, it has to be true.
Yes.
Okay. This story shines a light on why Wegmans, and specifically Danny Wegman, has been so successful. You cannot disagree with me that Danny Wegman is a unique cat.
Oh, yeah.
You see it in the way he dresses himself. You see it in the way he carries himself. Danny Wegman cares about the legacy of his family name.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it in the way that he shows up in stores. He'll wear a name tag with his name on it.
Oh, yeah. You'll see him, like, handing out samples and stuff.
And going further, you would be hard-pressed to find a person who has had a personal interaction with Danny Wegman and walked away disappointed.
Right.
I personally was blown away with how down-to-earth he was. I was just working in the prepared food section of the store. He came in, conversation. I met him a couple of times. He was like an unbelievably nice guy. That being said, Danny Wegman is also private.
It's very private.
And that's what makes it so easy to like him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when folks get uber rich and start to show up more in the public eye, you become forced to decide if the baggage they carry personally bothers you.
Yeah.
We've never seen Danny Wegman shoot the woman he loves in a space like we did with Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see Danny Wegman building a compound in Texas for the 13 women who had his babies, like Elon Musk is currently doing.
Yeah.
We don't see Danny Wegman living in a thruple like Warren Buffett does.
No.
And if you don't believe me, you can Google that. Yeah. That's a true story. We don't know that he doesn't have some weird-ass stuff going on in his life like that.
One way or the other.
But we don't have to know. And that's why he's so beloved.
I guess like the loudest part about him is the jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, the outfits.
Exactly.
That's about like the only thing we know about him personality-wise.
But like past Wegmans, past how he cares about his family name, how he treats everybody, I think the most impressive thing and what everyone that has money in America can learn from Danny Wegman is if you have an amazing product, business idea, all I need to know as someone spending money is that stuff works for me.
Right.
I don't need to know a damn thing about the other stuff in your life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like Danny Wegman is Howard Hughes where he locks himself away in the world and
pees. No, I mean, he's out. I mean, people have seen him out and about here.
He's seen, like, just enough to keep it a mystery.
Yes. I don't know his opinion on anything. I don't know what he does to enjoy himself. And I think there's something comforting about that.
He's it's weird because he's super rich. He's flashy. But he's down to earth. Which doesn't make any sense. Because he's super flashy. He drives a Ferrari. He wears outrageous outfits. But then again, he'll put on a name tag and hand you a slice of cake at the store because it's their 100th birthday.
Okay. There's something about you saying back to me what I said that sounds different.
What do you mean?
Because he's the leader of the cult that you're in that you seem to...
No, I mean, when you see dear leader and he hands you cake and you thank him... You feel good about yourself because you know, like, there's a special place for you now when the spaceship comes.
252 to museum.
I put on my Nikes and I go in my bunk bed and wait.
Oh, it's getting dark. Kimmy didn't get that.
I didn't hear him.
252 to museum. In a story on CBS National News over the weekend, Danny Wegman reveals a whole bunch of little details about Wegmans and how they operate things. Mm. And it turns out that they fly in tuna for their new sushi restaurant in New York City, from Japan twice a week, because Danny believes, because they kill the fish in a much more humane way, it makes the tuna taste
better. You got to stroke the tuna.
Yeah, and it was the first, like, really, like, oh, thing we've ever heard Danny Wegman say. And I realized the guy's uber rich. He is eccentric, but that's all we know about him. And that's all we have to know. You don't have to be a celebrity if you're a billionaire. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
So is your question whether you think that Danny is full of baloney? Is that what you're getting at?
No.
No.
I don't think he's full of baloney. I think he legitimately believes that. What I find interesting is he's like one of the few guys that has multi-generational wealth now that seems like he doesn't want to be a celebrity. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but you say that he may generally believe that. It doesn't matter what he generally believes. The National Institutes of Health and farmers throughout America have proven that this is true. So the National Institute of Health have done many studies, including catfish and beef. And it does turn out to be true that the quality of meat of animals that are killed humanely, which there are many definitions of that, versus giant factory farms, it's true. The quality of meat is better, and in catfish, it's very much better. So I have to imagine that translates to tuna and other fish.
Well, then I'm dumb. Here's my favorite part about what's happening right now. Jeremy's agreeing with you, but for some reason, you're not happy about it.
I don't know why. He's doing some mental gymnastics right now. Like the look on his face.
All right, so Jeremy, you being in the food business and reading what you did, so this does matter then. You believe, this is a thing, that's a fact.
It's scientifically studied and, as factual as it can be. Now, we've never been in the mind of a fish or a bull who's about to be killed for food, but we only have scientific studies to go on here. So opinions can be swept aside and you can actually go with facts here.
Okay.
So I did have a few guys that hunt call and say, like, the quicker you kill a deer, the better the meat tastes because they're not, like, living in adrenaline pumping, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I am
dumb. That's what they say.
That is one of the lines from the study where...
How they whack Pesci. He didn't even see it coming.
Hey, he was very tender.
Yeah. Oh, so tender.
I watch Sunday morning every week, and I was jazzed to see this. It was great. That's all I got.
So, all right. Great call, Jeremy. Thank you. Well, tuna, take care of your tuna, I guess.
Don't pet a bull before you kill it. That doesn't sound safe.
Here's why Tommy was so confused.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't believe the tuna thing. He's defending Danny Wegman. But when he hears another person say exactly what Danny Wegman says, he thinks that person sounds like an idiot.
Well, I don't want to say nothing negative. What if it gets back to Danny?
Danny doesn't know who you are. He doesn't care who you are. You think Danny Wegman knows who you are?
He listens to the show.
No, he doesn't. He's got taste, obviously. Have you not seen his shirts? Hold on.
You don't think Danny Wegman's ever listened to the show?
Why?
Going to work in the morning. Gets in a Ferrari, puts on a little CMF.
I would like to.
We were giving away $1,000 an hour for a while. You don't think he was in on that?
I just want to point out that I think throughout Tommy's entire career, he is dressed every day like he's going to a Danny Wegman concert.
I didn't know he was
dressed the theme.
Do you really believe
it's his Beyonce?
You sincerely believe that Danny Wegman has listened to this show.
You don't think he's ever listened to the show?
Listened to this show.
Yeah.
Enjoyed this show.
Yes.
And is aware of you as a person.
Yes.
No.
Just let him think that.
No.
Just let him have it.
No.
Why not?
Because it alters who he is as a person.
It could have happened. Why would it happen?
Why would he listen to this show?
Because he's a guy. He's a guy's guy.
Yeah. Oh, like when we do our, like,
he wears yellow leather with tassels and wears multicolored boots.
Every Wednesday at 9 when we do Lamborghini talk. Going back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
With Danny Wegman being a private guy, right? He's a little bit eccentric, but we don't know the details of it because he keeps it that way. Why do these billionaire businessmen also want to be celebrities?
I don't know. You think, like, they have enough power and money where, like, they wouldn't need that side of it?
Everybody wants attention.
You're right, but with the attention also comes, negative reactions from people.
Don't stop them, though.
I know, but I would think you would want to avoid that part of it because that only adds stress to your life.
It's men. Men want attention. What's the sense of having all this money if I can't brag about it, right?
No, but like,
but you can do that without trying to be a celebrity, right?
Like, to Kimmy's point, going down that road, You can do whatever you want,
yeah,
whenever you want.
Own as much as you want.
Yeah, it's true.
With no one bothering you,
yeah,
right? You have all of the money. You've
Without
won.
Putting your face I out there every time.
Why would you open yourself and your business?
Because they arrogantly think, I'm not going to be like that.
Okay.
They think they can beat it.
Allow me to gesture
I know.
To every billionaire over the last 5 years that has run into some kind of problem.
There's a graveyard of these guys. You're absolutely right.
I mean, we're watching it happen with one guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, look, Danny Wegman still drives himself around.
Mm-hmm.
He parks his cars in the Wegman's employee parking lot when he shows up. I mean, that in itself, for what his family has, is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You can see his home on Canandaigua Lake.
Yeah.
That is unique.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean to sit here and be like, well, this billionaire is pretty cool, but like...
No, but the old man, Bob, raised him right. Like, he taught him how to do this.
I'm done with you right now.
What?
He's like a Wegman's historian.
Then he's just making stuff up.
No, Bob, you don't think Bob instilled those...
There is a difference between...
business skills?
If you would have started, I think, fine.
Yeah.
You looked at me like you just sat down with Danny Wegman and go, well, you know, he told me his dad instilled these things in him. That's why he's so down to earth.
I mean, they all look up to dear Bob.
Look, there's an easy way to figure out if Danny Wegman loves this show.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. All he's got to do is call in and say hi.
Well, you can't do it right
now. People faking being Danny Wegman.
Well, okay, you can't fake being Danny Wegman. You know Danny. When Danny
yes.
calls. I mean, you don't.
But he's
never
private. He's not going to call.
What are you talking about?
He's too private.
He loves the show so much. The phone number is right there. We have emails. Tommy at WCMF.com. Duffy at WCMF.com.
Ooh,
Kim at WCMF.com.
He said he's tied up.
Yeah, is that what he... Oh, you got your phone number? Yeah. You want me to give that out over the air, too?
No.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I've seen you say a lot of sad things on this show in 15 years. But I've never been more sad. Than you believing Danny Wegman knows who
I have
are.
An idol. What's wrong with having an idol?
Having an idol.
An idol worship.
It would be like me being like, yeah, Josh Allen totally knows me, man.
See, look what you did.
Jimmy Allen.
But you were like that with Jim Kelly when he gave you those fake letters.
And you killed me for it.
No.
But here's the difference.
I said they were fake.
I got that letter when I was 9. You're 9 plus 87.
Yes.
Look, I guess there's a possibility this could happen.
Okay.
And look, granted, it was not a local restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we had here, we loved like it was.
Well, it was sit down.
Yeah.
All right.
You hang it out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ladies and gentlemen, the ground round is back.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I love it after I say it. That's what I thought it was. Danny Wegman called me and told me it was the ground round.
So I remember there used to be one at Marketplace.
There was one in Marketplace. There was one on Ridge in Greece. I believe there was one on the east side also.
Okay.
I mean, but look, it wasn't a party unless there was a ground round in the area.
Yeah.
So the company filed for bankruptcy in 2004. That's when they shut everything
down.
At their height, the ground round had 200 locations, including the several you mentioned in the greater Rochester area. And Rochester loved the ground round.
Yeah, it was a nice. It was a great place. It was a little bit more upscale than just a regular joint.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And it had a personal feel to it.
Yeah,
man, right. I knew it was a chain, but it didn't feel like a chain. It's ground round.
They had the 4x4 that I watched one of my coworkers eat one day.
What was a 4x4?
So you had 4 patties,
okay,
4 slices of cheese,
uh-huh,
4 thick ass cuts of strips of bacon on there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was like you're going to die.
Why do you have to be mean? That sounds delicious.
Well, I'm not mean. It's just your arteries talking.
So there is no word on where this company or where the new ground round will be opening. They are a New England company,
okay.
So it looks like it's in that way. But it's a reimagined and reinvented ground round.
I was going to say, I think they would have to change something about it to bring it back because the simple concept of it, I would think, wouldn't be enough to get people excited about it again.
All right, so I'm going to read you a quote, Kimmy, from their website.
Yeah,
you ready? Right. It successfully honors Ground Round's legacy while catering to the modern dining experience. It's a place where you can relive fond childhood memories while savoring a thoughtfully prepared, high-quality meal. It's not just a comeback. It's a revival, a testament to the enduring appeal of good food, good company, and the comforting embrace of nostalgia now served with an elevated twist.
Like, what's their hooks? I forgot.
It's delicious.
No, like, what was their signature move?
Okay, so you could eat peanuts and throw it on the floor.
Right.
But you probably can't do that anymore. They would serve you ice cream and a baseball helmet.
Oh.
That was awesome. Ground round, they would also weigh your kids to see. There was that day of the week.
Was that like a big birthday spot for kids? Because
I remember
going to birthday
balloons.
Parties there.
ground round. I don't think I ever
the only thing I really remember about it. I don't remember anything about the food. I remember going to birthday parties there, and I remember what it looked like.
So that were they known for their burgers?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That was like their main thing, though, right?
It was like, I guess, I mean, not quite a Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't a steak thing, but it was a meat place. Ground round.
Gotcha.
So what might be the greatest restaurant closing story in the history of Rochester
is
when they closed the Ground Round in Greece, it shut down while people were inside eating.
Oh, yes, I vaguely remember this.
They were like turning out the lights and flipping the table.
No, well, some, like, so everyone's enjoying their meal.
That's it.
And some folks from an outside company come in.
Yeah.
And they go, everybody stop eating right now.
Well, you had to stop eating?
In the middle of your meal. They packaged up. Like leftovers for people.
Why couldn't they just wait?
Shoved them out the door. I don't know if it was like a bankruptcy rule, like the insurance has lapsed now, everybody out of the effing building.
Damn.
But I had a buddy who was in there when it happened.
No kidding.
And they made him pack up his food and leave with his parents. And that was the end. They never opened up
ever again.
No
birthday for you, kid.
And now, Kimmy, you asked, like, what about it would crush if it came back now?
Yeah.
I mean, for folks in the Northeast, I think just the nostalgia.
That's kind of what they pitched in that piece you read.
But even if you
if they're making it different, is the nostalgia going to be there if it's a slightly different concept?
Okay, you're right. That does worry
me a little.
All
it would have is the name.
Well, I'm...
Yeah.
Again, like, do you
don't be a dick.
I'm asking, but what do you remember most about it? Because is it the burger that you're dying for? Is it just the atmosphere? What is it? As much as I, you know, remember having fun there as a kid, I don't... It's not a place that comes to mind where I need it to be back the food reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't think of the hook right now for me in my memory is that kid eating that burger. Mm-hmm. And we had another producer at the time. He was one of these guys. He ate a full lunch like it was a dinner. Mm. So he would get an app for himself for lunch.
Okay.
Then he would have his meal, and then he would get a dessert. And he's the only person I ever watched eat like that for lunch at the Ground Round.
I'm confused as to why that's not awesome.
But nobody eats like that in this country.
Well, everybody eats like that in this country.
Nobody sits down for lunch and eats an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert for lunch.
I have absolutely done that before.
No, you have. First of all, I know where you eat.
You watch me do it, man.
You're
when we would go
busted ass self. But you didn't have no money for
that would be kind of expensive
It
would be an expensive lunch.
We would go to the Pittsford pub. I would get pickle fries, the fried pickles. I would get my entree. Okay, I didn't get a dessert, but only because another dessert.
All right, so you had some pickles and ate that same thing.
I will eat an appetizer and a meal.
I ate a pickle and had a sandwich. That's an app.
252 WCMF. The Ground Round is back after filing for bankruptcy in 2004. Now, no word on if we are getting one. Doesn't seem like it. It's a new one.
I would go just to check it out again.
Samesies, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll go. You can get your pickles.
Pittsford Pub, stupid. There was a time.
There was a pickled time.
Thank you. Where there was a half-mile stretch on Ridge Road in Greece that was food paradise.
Oh, the Heart Attack Row.
It was a short time.
Oh, yeah.
You had Buckman's Bakery on the corner. You had Great Northern Pizza Kitchen in the old bank.
Yeah.
If you were going out to dinner, you went to Ridge Road.
And then there was Ground Round right down the street. Like, it was like a 12-month, 18-month period. But all three of those were within walking distance. Like, you could get ice cream out of a sink at Buckman's.
Mm-hmm.
You could get pizza and raviolis with it. And then a Ground Round burger without moving my car.
Yes.
Come on.
That's paradise. That's fat guy heaven.
We used to be a proper country. What happened? I do miss Buckman's Bakery. Do you remember that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
So that was a bakery that sold ice cream?
That was ice cream bakery.
I only really remember going there for the ice cream, though.
I still in my head know exactly what it smells like. And I know donut shops all smell similar. Mm-hmm. Nothing smelled like Buckman's did. And I know if they were to make a candle, the second I smelled it, I would know what it was.
Damn, you gained 5 pounds.
So they had the everything but the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
And they would serve you the ice cream in an actual metal little sink.
Wait, it was a metal sink?
Yeah, it was like a sink this big.
Pretty cool.
And they would put the ice cream in it. And I can't remember if like you finished it was free or something.
Yeah, because you weren't coming back.
Bro, I'm eating ice cream out of a sink.
I can't remember. Did that place close simply because that building was going to be turned into something else?
I don't know.
It go away for other reasons?
I was too young to know. I was too young to appreciate what we had.
Eating out of a sink.
The donuts at Buckman's.
Nobody replicated that to his point.
Yeah. Do we
Where
have
else can you get ice cream in a sink?
Yeah, but you should get ice cream in a
Why
sink.
Why not?
You shouldn't have that much ice cream in your stomach.
Split it.
Yeah. No, I would eat the whole thing.
Oh, never mind.
That can't be good for
By the way, I love how you say it. Like, there aren't other ice cream places that serve you obscene amounts of ice cream.
I know, but they're always a joke. Like, nobody actually ever does it but you.
I would see plenty of people eating the sink.
No.
Yes. There are. You Google it right now.
Well, they're in heaven.
You Google it. Yeah. Ice cream sink heaven. You Google it right now. I'm sure there are pictures of people eating the ice cream out of the little sink.
I hate seeing people eat ice cream. It's disgusting to watch.
What does that even mean?
Because they get it all over their mouth. Like, if you see people, like, shoveling ice cream, it's so gross.
What?
It's gross, man.
To eat ice cream?
Okay.
No, because it looks nasty.
I'm going to bail on this conversation. Matthew also reminds us of another brilliant Ridge Road restaurant that ain't there anymore.
What's that?
He says on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram, I want Big Boy back.
Oh, the Big Boy, yeah.
Big Boy.
Yeah, that was a big national chain. It just, like, disappeared.
Love me, Big Boy.
They had awesome burgers and fries.
Yeah, they did.
So, go ahead.
After you.
GreeceHistoricalSociety.org.
Wait, that's a thing?
They have a whole page on Buckman's, and they have pictures of the sinks and ice cream in the sinks. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Can you save it? Because I want to come in the commercial break and look at the sinks.
And all the sinks are, I don't remember them looking like this.
You said they were actual metal sinks.
But they manufactured like a sink with a stand.
Yeah, it's like this big. And maybe the sinks changed over the years, Kimmy. Yeah. Maybe those are throwback sinks.
Maybe. Mm.
Can I finish with a great my dad story?
I love a good dad story.
So Matthew brought up Big Boy.
Yeah.
You remember the hook for Big Boy, if you were old enough, and they had one of these on Ridge Road, was the Big Boy statue. My dad, when he was a teenager, stole that statue with his friends.
Wait, he ripped it?
Ripped it off. They somehow got it off of the stand.
Does he have proof of this? Or is this just a story?
So I have heard it from his buddies.
Okay.
So, and
what'd they do with it?
Confirmed the story. I think they like drove it around in a truck and eventually like dumped it somewhere. And I don't know if they ever figured out it was him. I hope the statute of limitations on the Big Boy theft has we'll watch him lose his job today.
Yeah.
Deputy Lance, I'm sorry. We've solved the Big Boy caper. Yeah, they stole the Big
Boy. Wow.
And apparently that was like a big problem with all Big Boys across America.
People swiping that guy.
They kept, too easy to take.
Yeah, they kept swiping the statue. All right, let's take a break. Mm.